This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Ooh, are you trying to get your mug beat? Are you trying to contour those brow bones? Maybe you're trying to lift those cheeks, mommy. Well, if you're going to do it, you need to do it with a quality product. That's why I am tired of beauty products not meeting my standards. It's time to reshape the beauty world as we know it. Well, wait no longer. Meet Worthy We Cosmetics, the first sustainable luxury beauty brand in the U.S. I love Worthy We because they have amazing cream bronze tours, as they say them, which is sort of like this cream blush that sculpts your skin and also like covers all the imperfections. As a newer drag queen, I need help from a gorgeous product like this because Worthy We Cosmetics are vegan, cruelty-free, and even the packaging is biodegradable. So not only do I get my bronze tour shade like perfectly blended into my mug, I'm able to build like a new beauty routine. It's so easy to use, unlike some products that are confusing. These cream blushes are buildable in a way that you can't go wrong. Like, they're unbelievable. They're unrivaled. It's become a beauty favorite for me. Truly, the wear and finish is smooth, clean. I know you're gonna love them as much as I do, especially if someone like me who's brand new to creams and contourings. If you're as new as I am and you could look as smooth as this skin is looking, you're gonna love it. So treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand right now. Treat yourself and experience the sustainable luxury beauty brand. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20%, oh my God, 20% off your first order at Worthy We Cosmetics, spelled WORTHYOUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER. That's Worthy OUI cosmetics.com, and use promo code DRAGHER for 20% off your first order.
Sunshade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her. Drag her.
That's how I feel.
I really loved this episode. It was so exciting.
Yes, let's welcome them first, Nicole.
Oh, shit. Welcome to Drag Her.
A RuPaul's Drag Race podcast.
The only one in
the history
of the show.
In the history of America.
The universe.
Oh, my God. We're so gagged to have you back at the new season.
I'm so excited to be back.
How exciting was this?
Honestly, at first, I was really upset that it was broken up into two parts, mm-hmm. but I enjoyed the first half so much that I'm jazzed for the second part.
I'm pretty jazzed.
Like, these looks were fun. These queens are fun.
And the fact that they're not getting rid of anyone is pretty gaggy.
So, towards the end of the episode, I was like, No, these cannot be the bottom two. I'm so confused. And then I was like, no one's going home.
Right.
And then I was like, is this All-Star Rules? What's happening? Yeah. And then I was like, Nicole, unpause it and just watch.
Yeah.
Like,
I too was like out of my gourd, excited, crazy feeling about the whole thing. And yeah, I am excited. There's seven and mm-hmm. six. There's six next week. Does that mean they're going to give us a seventh surprise queen?
Wait.
Because there's 13 queens.
I'm trying to think of someone iconic from last season who we need to see again.
And I don't know. It could be an icon, or it could be just someone who's like, you deserve another chance.
Yeah, but like who?
I don't know.
Silky?
Kahana? No. No. Kahana, honey, I could see that. I would not like it to be Soju. I would not like that. Yeah.
Well, I was thinking, it was like first home, you know, Vanjie got to come back, but like, not to be rude to Soju, but Soju did not truly leave a mark.
Except for her cyst pop.
Yeah. And get real drunk at a show.
Oh my God.
Have you seen that video?
Oh, I've seen
it
fully.
Wild.
It's so weird how like drunk can be funny and it can be not.
It's funny. It's like like, you know how comedy toes the line between, like, maybe being offensive or maybe being, like, sad even.
Right.
Like, drunk sometimes toes the line between, like, this is funny. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. We are now watching a meltdown.
Right.
Oh, boy. This has gotten dark.
Well, good comedy has, like, tension and then a release. Mm-hmm. But that video has only tension.
Only tension. There is no release.
There's no release.
It really just heightens with the tension.
It's you're just like,
wild. Literally thank you, just, Soju, for that gift.
Thank you for that. And also just someone straight manner so that she can get a laugh.
Yes, yes, yes.
And then we can have a moment of release.
Yes.
Oh, my God. So let's talk. Let's dig deep. And also, have you heard Stupid Love yet with the Lady Gaga?
I have not heard it yet.
The video's great.
I've seen images of it. I don't know why I didn't listen to it. Oh, because I woke up yesterday hungover.
Got it.
I said, better watch Drag Race. And then I went to the gym for 2 hours until I felt better.
That's why you're so sore.
I'm so sore. My fucking traps and delts. I don't know the parts of the body.
That's pretty much a lot of the muscles on your back where you were.
I'm trying to work out my back for pole.
Oh, great.
My pole teacher told me a couple exercises to do to strengthen the flaps that help me spin.
Gag. I just want to say, gay internet, don't come for Stupid Love. How dare you?
Oh.
How dare you?
Is gay internet coming for it?
Of course they are.
Here's the thing.
We're getting manna from gay heaven. But enjoy it, you idiots.
Gaga gave us A Star Is Born, which is an iconic gay film.
I know.
And she's giving us new music, so like,
all
and
she
it's
does
not
is
Joanne.
Give. Thank God.
It's not Joanne.
I don't need Joanne. I want more stupidity.
You know, like, as long as it's not Joanne, we should all be very happy.
I agree fully, completely.
I was not here for Joanne.
I'm not either.
Lady Gaga,
care.
I know you probably listened to the pod, but I was not here for Joanne.
I'm sorry.
This is constructive criticism.
Love
everything else you've ever done. I truly just watched your Super Bowl performance.
And this is constructive.
Love
I
it.
Don't care that your aunt's dead. Now, that's constructive criticism.
Get over it. Get into therapy like the rest of us.
Okay, now, stupid big question. Is there going to be like a weird election tie-in?
Because I think so.
There's going to be a vote at the end, isn't there? Is America going to vote who wins the season?
Shit, I hope not. America's stupid. We elected Trump.
There we go.
You know?
Which means...
We can't leave America's Next Drag Superstar in the hands of America.
You can't give it. You can't let them vote.
No, we need a producer to figure it
They'll
out.
They'll be like, Layla McQueen. You're like, she's not on this season.
Honestly, I would like to see Layla
McQueen see her
back. I keep seeing her on Instagram, like, truly turning out sickening looks.
Me
and I'm
too.
Like, come on, World of Wonder.
Yes,
oh, wow.
She'll be back. She'll be back for something.
I think so.
On Showtime. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
What are they
doing
to us?
We now have to watch All Stars on Showtime. I mean, honestly, though, I get it. Drag Race is literally revitalizing.
It's revitalizing an economy.
Revitalizing Viacom.
Yeah.
Like,
truly.
You know?
But
like,
I'm so
it
sad
brought back VH1. Or maybe it'll bring back Showtime.
Well, I'll buy it on iTunes and it won't be up. We're
Which
recording
is
this
so
Sunday.
Annoying.
I have bought season 12 on
it's
iTunes.
It's still not up.
It is not.
I was livid and I was like, Mono, how do I watch this? And you were like, the VH1 app, you idiot.
No, I was with you. That is bullshit. iTunes, burn in hell. Having said that, please leave us a review.
Leave us a 5-star review. Specifically on iTunes.
We are going to read a lot of great season 12 puns, and we're going to pick a winner of someone who picks the closest elimination order who will be visiting us on the pod.
Oh, we're going to bring somebody here?
We're going to just interview them over the phone via the Skypes and the phone talks.
Okay, that's great. I was like, a stranger?
Yes.
Here?
I know,
in
right?
my house?
I'm in kidding, it my not house. House.
In my home?
So we should talk because there's 5 looks in this episode and my God, we got to go.
Yes, there are a lot of looks.
So the first person to come in is Miss Brita in this cheetah print feminine power suit thing.
I truly love it.
Me too.
I think it's stunning. I think her waist is like, she really pads and snatches her waist in a way that I really like.
It's amazing because she's like juicy.
Yes.
I wouldn't call her a big... Whatever, she's delicious.
No. She's like just like curvy
I love it.
Like thick in all the right places.
Every shape is, I'm here for
so
every shape.
So different out of drag. And she even says it. She's like, I look like a big black woman in drag. Yeah. And then out of drag, I believe she's Filipino.
She's, no, she says she's Tongan.
Tongan, yes.
Tongan.
And I was like, yeah, man, I thought you were a black queen.
Yeah.
I truly thought she was black.
I did too. But it was cool to be like, oh, okay, come on, Micronesian glamour.
Come on. And then come on, teeth.
Come on,
she
teeth.
She got them new teeth
I think
before.
She's cute as a boy too.
Oh, she's very, very cute as a boy. There's cuties.
All of, this I'll season fuck is all cuties. Of them. I'll fuck them all.
My favorite, who's your favorite out of this group so far?
Boy or girl? Or just together?
Just like all together. Who's your top two?
Oh my God, that's so hard. I would say Widow and Jackie, but that's because I want to fuck Jackie. I want to clean her body like a car wash. I just want to go all up and down.
I love Heidi in the closet.
Oh,
I love
yes.
her big lemur eyes. Thank yes. you, Nikki Doll.
Lemurian.
A lemuria? A what?
Lemurian.
And it's so funny that she got so annoyed. It was like, bitch. You have an accent.
You were wrong.
People are not used to this.
She was right about the hummus thing, because yes. she was like, bitch.
Hummus. Bitch.
I'm from Morocco. Don't make me pronounce bitch. Hummus for you.
Oh, and also, yeah, I thought Nikki was super white, and then out of drag is not white.
Yes, I that was like, is interesting.
I'm floored by these looks.
She's North African.
Yes, and then my second favorite, I think, is Crystal Method.
I am the what variety she's giving. Yeah, she's a cutie, too.
Yeah, I mean, I get what Michelle was saying about, oh, we'll get into that. Oh, anyway.
Okay, we have to go. We have to go. But she's giving me, truly, like, Peg Bundy from Fiji.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing. Next, we have Miss Nikki Doll coming into the room. She's wearing this, like, jailbreak red tulle look with sort of, like, a pointy
that hat.
Fascinator on top.
I do
top.
Like the fascinator. I think it's really cute.
Mm-hmm.
Hold on, let me see this look.
It's coming. I also love that Britta slams a martini. She has a good entrance line.
Do you wonder, do you think that's like a real martini?
No. I wish it was.
Okay, so this look I do like. It's like black and white stripes, very short.
Mm-hmm.
It reminds me of like what Tatiana was doing. in season one with that jailbreak
yes.
striped dress to
that
her
Santino
knees.
Said was three stripes. It could be three stripes shorter.
I miss Santino
okay.
more
I'm
than anything.
On what's too short and what's too long.
And I'm gonna try really hard not to compare queens, but
I
like,
know
that to me is like what
we're not
Tatiana was trying to do.
Yeah, we're not comparing them as people. It's just helping us like look at the references and how the references are evolving. She also kind of looks like Squidward to me.
Huh.
Nikki Doll looks like an alien from Mac
she
and Me.
She does have a little bit of an alien look to her, but I also find her to be fiercely beautiful.
Yeah, no, she's stunning.
She's truly stunning.
Good forehead for drag.
Great forehead for drag. She's got a great drag face.
Uh-huh.
And then we have
Widow Bondu. From the Star Wars universe.
Yes, truly. All of her silhouettes are out of this world. But I love her entrance look, and I would like to see more silhouettes like that.
Yes.
Where it doesn't make her... I know she's like, I'm a big queen, I like to take up space.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, also, let's celebrate your shape a little.
Mm-hmm.
And I loved the feather, and I loved the, like, the what is it, like a mohawk-y streamline look on top?
Yes, because black on black on black doesn't always look that great.
Sometimes it swallows you, but homegirl fucking wore that.
It looks good, and there's enough different textures where you're actually like paying more attention
yes.
to stuff, like the sequins, the feathers, yes. the hair. I mean, it's
and it's
stunning.
It's also very like glam, classy. Like I could see Liza Minnelli in it,
and
not with the feathers. I think that would get in her way, but you know,
and
the
there's
bottom
stirrups.
Half.
She's wearing like little. They're like they're
yes.
like which can do you dirty in
mm-hmm.
drag, and she did it right.
But that looks. She looks phenomenal,
unreal, and I love how her personality is amazing. She says, "Get into all of this.
Oh, lots of A's, lots of O's,
and three L's."
She's funny.
She is.
I like her.
I like her a lot, and she already is surprising us. I know she's fucked up my order
yes.
already.
Well, yes, just based on, like, her Meet the Queen look
mm-hmm.
and then, like, the little interviews or whatever, I was like, meh.
Yeah.
Okay, who's this?
This is Jackie Cox.
See, Jackie Cox did not love this entrance look.
Yeah, no, it's like a Minnie Mouse Club reference, I think.
I
it's a Mickey Mouse.
I believe so, and I didn't
yes.
like it.
Uh-huh. Yeah, no, it's not amazing. I like that she has her name written in Farsi. I think that's cool.
It's very cute. She's Persian. She's the only Persian drag queen she knows.
Mm-hmm. I'm excited for the representation. I love that they talk about the Middle East.
Yes, yes, yes.
And how we're living in a world where it's still, like, punishable.
It's so wild to me to, like, imagine being, like, an elected official and being like, you know, these people who do something we don't like, let's fucking kill them.
Let's kill them.
Like, that's so crazy.
Who does she look like out of, she looks like a Pixar character to me out of Dragon. I can't put my finger on it. Oh, God. Who does she look like? I love it.
I mean, her glasses are the old man from Up.
Yeah, her glasses are the old man from Up. But then her head is kind of like the guy from Brave Little Toaster. Maybe I'm thinking of Brave Little Toaster. Whatever.
Never seen it.
She's funny. Everyone keeps saying she's funny.
Yeah, everyone says she's a funny queen. She's not a look queen. Britta kind of reads her by saying, I don't know what she brought.
Nah. Yeah, we're going to see what she gives. Right now she's given 1930s Child of the Corn. I hope that works for her. And then next, of course, we have Heidi in Closet.
Man, I love Heidi in Closet. It is a terrible name.
Yeah, they keep alluding. Are they going to change her name in the season?
I think they might because they really hate her name.
They really hate her name, which I've never seen before. And we've had some terrible names in the past.
Who's worse than Heidi in the Closet?
Okay, I love Calorie Carbdashian, but I think it's one of the worst names for a drag queen.
Calorie Carbdashian.
Williams.
Williams at least is a good pun.
Uh-huh.
On the Kardashian name.
Uh-huh.
Heidi in the Closet is like what? Hiding in the closet? It doesn't work. Like Sharon Needles sounds like sharing needles.
Uh-huh.
Heidi in the closet.
It's not even the. It's Heidi in the closet.
Heidi in Closet.
Yeah.
Is such a Mickey, it's a first draft name.
It's a first draft name. It's a first draft name. And they give her, they're like, they say Slayana. And I'm like, and they're like, that's better than Heidi in Closet.
I hope she becomes Slayana.
Slayana. What a nightmare for her.
Slayana.
It's a nightmare for her social medias. She comes in and she gives the like Zagruta like.
That made me laugh very hard. Also, I love this look. She called it something pimp.
Leprosy print. You're wearing
print.
Some leprosy print.
I'm wearing leprosy print right now. The airport was gagged.
Yeah.
I love her leprosy print.
Did you like the look?
I actually did. I liked it.
Yeah.
It looked like what Tiffany Haddish was inspired by at the Met Gala.
Oh, yes.
Like it's super camp. It's super fun. Hot pink. It was like zebra printy.
I was really hoping you were going to say Tiffany Pollard, but yes, more Tiffany Haddish.
Yeah, you know when Tiffany Pollard went to the Met Gala. That's not a read. I love you, Tiffany.
I love
Tiffany Pollard.
For Tiffany Pollard.
New York is one of the most iconic reality show people of our time.
The fact that she doesn't have like a full show right now is really pissing me off.
So it's like a shame.
It's a shame.
It's like VH1, MTV. What are y'all doing?
Give her a whole
Give
new
her
show.
Something.
Do I Love New York again? Do it. Do anything.
She's got like a little. I don't want to say a little show. I think it's a show.
It's a digital show.
Yeah.
The Brunch like, with
that,
Tiffany.
Yeah. Put that on TV.
I will. It's so like, good. I watch every episode.
Let her. Date somebody. I don't know. She's so funny.
Yeah. Well, she's from NC. She says, watching the wall dry. She's amazing. And next, we have Miss Gigi Good.
Gigi Good is stunning. A look queen if I've ever seen one.
Right.
And then add a drag, not to compare, but we got ourselves a milk situation.
We do.
Beautiful in drag and stunning as a boy.
Have you?
Ugh, I was do you gagged.
Feel, I was gagged. Are you familiar with Tim Curry?
Yes. Oh my
God.
He kind of
looks like
great.
Tim Curry.
Yes. Like
a young,
young
Tim Curry.
Tim Curry from like Home Alone 2, Lost in New York.
Lost in New York.
Oh my God. I would get
I
lost
you.
In Gigi Good's New York. What?
That's just a weird thing that Tim Curry says in Home Alone 2. Remember when he's. Okay, we can't talk about it.
What?
But he says, I love you. He like
yes,
has to say, I love you.
He's in the room and he's playing that video and he's like, sir, I love you. Yeah.
Do you live for the Pirates of the Cunt to be in?
Honestly,
is it enough?
I do.
I love it. You do?
I do. Her mother made it, and I can't wait to see how many more mommy exclusives we get this season.
Me too.
Right? Her mom's a fucking costume designer.
She's stunning.
Up in the world.
The feather, the detail, the print is
yes.
makes it high couture.
Is it brocade? Is that how you say
it? Oh,
that?
Maybe. I know that. That's a big. Is it brocade or brocade?
Yeah.
Because doesn't fucking Santino think it's brocade?
I don't know, but I really miss Santino.
You
and
do?
I would love for him to come back and guest judge or something.
I think they like put like a shock collar on his neck. So if he gets near the World of Wonder production studios, he's like, she's 21 and she's eager to tell you she's not the next Aquaria. She's something more. Aquaria's a gag though.
Yeah. I don't know why people, like why you would ever say that.
Right.
Like, why wouldn't you want to be?
I want to be the next Aquaria. Yeah.
She won. She's doing well.
I wonder if she's just saying that because she's like, oh shit, this hurts my chances of winning.
I guess a lot of people just don't want to be compared to other queens.
Fair.
Now we have Crystal Method.
Ooh, Crystal
who
Method.
Came in full clown couture. Now, I love her.
I do love her. It's like a messy look, but it's fun.
I don't think it's messy. I think it's like pretty
for tailored.
A clown.
I do like the tailored wig. And of course, there's sort of a Drag Race superstition that says if you dress as a clown, you will win.
Whip.
Like Bob won. Bob wore a clown look. Sasha wore a clown look. Bianca's, of course, a clown. Trixie. There's like a superstition going on in drag world that if you dress as a clown on your season,
interesting.
You stand
well, Crystal
a chance
did it.
Of winning.
I really like Crystal. She is
Liv.
Sexy as a boy. And I like her makeup.
Yes.
And I know if she doesn't change it, she's going to get read to filth by Michelle.
Based on the promo, we already got a lot of looks from her. So I think we have a good chance.
She's like, she and Heidi in closet.
Uh-huh.
Heidi in closet. It's a bad name. Those
it's
are my two favorites
bun.
Right now. But then I also like Widow. And then I also really like Britta.
Yeah.
I like a lot of them. And I do like Gigi. I'm just naming all of them.
This is going to be a fantastic season. This premiere was...
It was sickening.
Unbelievable.
I was so pleased.
This is the best premiere in quite a while.
I think so.
Yes.
I was like pretty... I will say the dance number, not great.
You didn't live?
No, it was a lot of stomping.
Okay.
A lot of marching around to get to
Got
the place.
It.
And then Widow and Heidi fucking slaying.
Yeah.
And then other people slithering and then marching back to
and
place.
And they gave some people better camera work.
Correct.
They gave Gigi a fucking pan about.
Correct.
Which always makes you look
and
cunt.
She wasn't doing much.
No, she looked good.
She looked very good.
She looked good, but they edited her to look even better.
Correct.
But I guess you could argue that they just liked her fashions better from the mini challenge and it's part of
yes.
a cumulative score.
Yes.
Okay, RuPaul comes in, whatever, same thing. And she's like...
Also, RuPaul is wearing a scarf under this hat.
Mm-hmm.
And I was living for this, like, do-raggy scarf look. I was like, okay, so we're accessorized. Usually, it's like a simple hat or you ball head it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, I like the little scarf underneath.
We're having the overheaded hats again, like from season 8.
I'm here for it.
Me too.
I love it.
Me too. So we have then, they're repeating sort of this mini challenge from season 7.
Yes. And then
which is
we
great.
Have Mayhem playing
Kanye
West,
and Kimora
and then
Black.
Kimora Black. It took me a minute to clock Kimora.
It took me a minute to clock Mayhem.
Oh, really?
So I was like, that looks like Mayhem, but I don't want to be racist. Because she was mugging so hard,
uh-huh.
I was like, that looks like a different person.
Yeah. Her skin is flawless, though.
It's unbelievable.
It's truly out of this world.
Kimora. Unbelievable. So, and now we have our spring and fall looks.
Oh, and we get Raven.
And we get Raven looking stunning and perfect in her classic t-shirt dress.
So, Britta. I believe she was Britta Filter.
She was Britta Filter.
I think this is stunning. This
yes.
is a beautiful color on her.
Yes.
This turquoise with this like light green tulle. And then she whips it off, and we got a little piece of tulle.
And we get to see more shape.
I love it. I love it. I think it fits her body like a fucking glove.
And it's
the
like
hair.
Is it like a water reference too? Because she's
yes.
Britta Filter.
Yes.
Yeah, it's gorgeous. I mean, it's just stunning. It's just really sickening.
Mm-hmm.
She's awesome. And then we have Miss Nikki in this sort of purple short Parisian look.
Here for it.
It was great.
These purple flowers.
Maybe I could nitpick the wig, but I think it's great.
Yeah, you could nitpick the wig because it's like orange with purple. You maybe
mm-hmm.
don't like that. But like, I like the combination. I love the flowers. I think it's truly just a dream. She looked like a dream.
No one shit the bed.
No.
Everyone did great.
Yes.
Even if you're talking about Heidi's cone pop off, that was still like.
That was very funny. She is my favorite queen of this season.
Me too.
Not to compare, but she reminds me of, oh my God, what is her name? It's
Chi-Chi Devane.
Yes.
Chi-Chi
Chi-Chi Devane.
Yeah, I want her to have a similar story of just going far.
Yes.
Just like, yeah, I don't have as much fucking resources as some of
but
you
like,
people.
But like, I'm just as good and I deserve to be here.
Yes. So Nikki was purple pussy from the south of France.
Mm-hmm.
Britta's water, you waiting for? Widow, under construction.
Yes.
Right?
It is very Missy Elliott.
It's great.
I love it. It's like, it's so fucking playful. Also, I would wear that.
I would look great in this.
Fuck out of that. She looks great. The hair is so fucking
moist.
Cute. It is such a treat. It does look hydrated. That's a good ass wig.
The underbra.
Yes, just like the fluorescence on fluorescent on
and she's
fluorescent.
Not like hiding her shape, which I feel like is like a fashion bullshit thing. Some people have been tricked into believing of like hide your shape here
yes.
and there, and it's like no.
But she like embraces her shape, and I love that.
Yeah,
I just really love that look. And then we have
unbelievable. Oh, in fact, is that your favorite spring look?
I think so.
I think that might be mine. I'm gonna look at these other ones real quick and think about it. And we have Jackie given Fembot from Tehran.
And this is it's stunning. It was so funny because I was like, whoa. We have this, and then you wore that for your entrance look?
Yes.
And I get you save that for a challenge,
yes.
but like her entrance look was raggedy to
All
me.
All her looks have been nostalgic.
Yes.
Maybe she's going for that storyline,
yes.
but I don't know. I hear you. I mean, because the stoning on that was unbelievable.
Oh my, every detail was mm-hmm. fucking there. I loved the little pony wig.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it was just, it looks so good.
And to turn those, like, 70s kitchen colors into glamour.
Yes.
Takes some careful attention to detail.
Yes. Lot of detail. No stone was left unturned when it was stoned on that dress. Okay, Heidi.
Okay, Heidi.
I love this.
Yes.
It, to me, is like glamour camp.
Cirque du Soleil.
Yes. We got a multicolored psychedelic head cone piece thing.
Yes. Alien from Reno. Oh, no.
And it comes off.
Oh, no. And
the way Carson reacts.
And she very finally says that my civil rights hair was showing.
My civil rights hair, yep.
Bitch.
She's so funny to me.
She's so good. She is so
fucking
good. I will
say the dress I could find in a rainbow.
But
I don't mind. Do you know what I mean?
Sure.
Like, I just like her. She could literally wear a sock and I'd be like, great.
I hope she fucking wears a sock.
Great.
I really hope she wears a literally oversized sock. And when she's tripping on the heel, how iconic would that be?
It would be so funny if someone's just like, I don't wear a sock.
She'll be like, sorry, I had an allergic reaction.
To kale.
I had some quinoa.
It was so funny when she said she had that. We'll get into it.
But unreal.
It might be the detergent in the hotel or kale.
Or the kale. That'll get you.
Gigi Good.
This might be my favorite spring because it's giving me Aqua's Barbie girl.
It is Aqua's Barbie girl. The yellow hair is fun.
Uh-huh. Barbie biker.
I do like it.
I love it.
It does look a lot like Dolls Kill, which is a website that I buy like some of my
you buy your shits?
Fun clothes from.
And I think this was Crystal's not so best look.
I didn't hate it and I didn't love it.
Uh-huh.
So we got like, okay, this purple wig is a little ratsy ratty.
It's ratsy.
I did like the jumpsuit. The makeup, I don't know if I was here for.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know if the makeup look went with this piece.
Yeah, I think it was maybe a little too much, but I feel like that's her thing.
She looked a little swamped in this look.
Yes, 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 yes. Like a monster from the Red Lagoon.
Very, very. And not the blue.
Not the blue,
the Red
Lagoon. Because there's a Red Lagoon and a Blue Lagoon. You got to pick which one.
Because one of them you
stay in the real world. And then and the other one you get to go into the Matrix. Okay, Mono.
What?
If Lawrence Fishburne said you could go into the Matrix or stay here, what would you do?
I would stay here. I can't do it. I can't do it.
I mean,
do you see the mush they eat in the Matrix? I like food.
And then the clothes? Ew.
And the pods you have to go into?
No, thank you. I honestly think unless I had like Trinity superpowers or like I was the one, I would stay here.
I would stay here. I can't do that world. I can't fight with...
I love how you didn't even think about it. You're like, no, I'm staying right here.
No, I've always known for me, ignorance is bliss. So I want to stay stupid. You too, right? Come on.
Yeah.
You can't do, I know you.
Yeah, I wouldn't thrive there. I'd be like, guys, can I go home, please?
We were at the Hard Rock Hotel, and which is the lap of luxury.
Lap of luxury.
Do you know
rest
it's dead
in peace.
Now? Yes.
It closed the weekend after we went, which really
made sense.
Funny.
Which made sense because there was so many times I was like, do you guys have this? They're like, no.
No. And we were like, it's so dead in here. And they're like, okay.
Yeah.
It was so wild.
But the pizza was good.
Oh my God. That was the only good thing we ate.
That was everything else was disgusting.
Okay. My only issue with this dress on Britta.
With the fall look.
I love it. The fall look. We got black, what, latex and.
Ursula Goes to the Tonys.
It's very Ursula Goes to the Tonys. Uh-huh. Yes, bitch. This white hair. I love it. It is the same silhouette as the dress before.
Yeah.
It's the same silhouette as her promo dress.
Yeah.
I think, no, her entrance dress was slightly different, but like, are we just going to get the same silhouette?
Right. Like, snatched in waist.
Yeah. And like, I like it. It fits her body.
Right.
But, and then in the runway, the peplum, I'm like.
Even the drape across thing is like the same.
Well, the drape across is like, truly, that's like, they're the same dress.
Mm-hmm.
But I want to see like, I want to see some pants.
She'll give it to us.
I want to see like a jumpsuit. I mean, she says it's a jumpsuit, but the peplum, like that.
Yeah.
I want to see something hugging you.
Yeah, I want to see it all. I want to see
like
overalls.
A short dress. Yes.
I want to see a crop top.
Give us overalls and a crop top because that is glamour.
And what do I want to see? A big sock. If a queen.
Oh, give me that big sock.
Give me that big sock. Yeah, she looks great. The wig is delicious.
I love it. The wig is truly stunning.
And when you have, obviously, you have a darker hairline, that is, pulling off a very light wig is
hard. Do you ever wear light wigs?
I generally don't, but like, my kitchen sink is a mess, but like, my forehead isn't very big, so it's like, it's better to go with just a dark route in general. But also, I haven't committed to that drag life where I'm actually going to like get rid of my sideburns and beard.
Do you ever think you will?
I don't know.
Do you ever think you're going to become like a full? I wonder. Do people know you do drag?
Yeah, I think some people do.
Okay,
but I mean, they also know that I'm fully like I've not committed to the level that these queens have.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
I wonder if you will.
We'll see. We'll see what
we'll
the world
all see.
Unlocks. Honestly, if I get enough coin, I'll start throwing money at wigs.
I mean, wigs are fucking expensive.
They're expensive. And they're fun, though.
They're so fun.
Nothing's more fun. I also think drag is an expensive wig and then trash on your body.
sometimes. Kind of. Yeah, put on an old sock. Nikki Doll. Yes, Gaultier.
Come on, Mrs. Monopoly.
She looks beautiful. Like, these queens came to fucking play.
Oh, yeah.
This, like,
sickening.
Black and white pantsuit, I love.
The see-through top hat thing?
Yes.
Bitch.
That's sickening.
Oh,
and then her
God.
Makeup is just so, she really can fucking paint her face.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
Good
she looks
Lord.
So good.
Soft and blended
yes.
and moist.
I'm jealous.
Oh, my God. Okay, and then we have this gorgeous Widow Von Don't.
Don't like it.
No?
No. I think it's too much fabric. And then the reveal, I'm still thinking too much fabric. I do love the wig. I don't like the color on her.
Mm-hmm.
It just seems like shades of beige. And
yeah.
For me, dark-skinned people, I'm one of them.
Mm-hmm.
I think we need color. Color pops. Color makes us look beautiful.
Mm-hmm.
Or like black, like dark, 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 but like taupey tan?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing?
You know.
You want to wear tan on a runway?
Yeah. It's very hoka taupe. I feel like I like it fine.
Okay.
I like it fine, but I'm also not as much as a fashion queen as you. But I think you're right that it's not as, it's certainly not as sickening as your last look.
And like,
the hair is good.
The hair is fine.
And it,
I would have preferred like maybe a tartan fabric.
Ooh.
Like, wouldn't that be fun?
Yeah, you're right.
It would make it more interesting instead of this like, just this, it looks like a potato sack.
Yes, or maybe if this peplum was silk or something.
No, it's the color.
You just need a different color.
It's a potato sack.
Okay. Okay, work. So you know what she looks like too? This is a deep cut that no one will remember.
What?
But there's an episode of Charm School where they have to make a high fashion outfit. And I don't remember who it is. It's not Safari, but someone has to like, someone, they put a thicker girl in a dress that's like taupe. And Monique is like, you did a bad job. They put like feathers on her eyelashes.
Oh,
and
no.
They're like, this is bad.
You did a bad job. I want to see things that pop on that skin.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Her skin is too beautiful to waste it on
that
a potato sack.
You're right. You're right.
And then this is
Jackie Cox.
Jackie Cox, man.
Wow.
Stunning again.
To pull off this yellow, brown, orange shit with metallics and some neutrals.
And she does have like a little potato sacky color, I think, in the shirt.
Uh-huh.
But like there's different colors that go with it.
It's also smart of her to use. She has a very high fashion face.
Yes.
And she's using that to her advantage.
Mm-hmm.
Because come on, Middle East. She has a signature nose.
Yes.
And she's working with it.
She really is. And
yeah.
It's not like she's painting her nose away or anything.
Yeah.
I like that she keeps her hair dark. Mm-hmm. I would like to see other colors on her.
Me too.
But truly, both her looks are stunning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm into it.
And then
Heidi,
I don't love this.
The hair is hair show in a way that isn't.
It is
awesome.
A little. I don't think the hair fits the dress.
Yes.
I don't mind the hair showiness of it. I kind of like it. The dress for me looks like what is that? Season 2 challenge, Gone with the Window?
Yes.
Where,
Gone
like,
with
she,
the Window.
Like, had to make it from things.
Mm-hmm. Looks like it's made from.
Yeah, a little hodgepodgey.
Like a Bed Bath & Beyond comforter a little bit.
Like she got a bunch of loofahs up under her for her hips.
Do you agree with the death drop she does in this high fashion runway?
No, because if we're doing high fashion, actually, no. You can do a death drop or a dip, if you will.
A dip, thank you.
If you are a purist.
Yes.
You could do that in high fashion. I think it's fine. I think it would have been more sickening if she was wearing something a little bit more high fashion.
Right.
Yeah.
I
think she might have, not a taste issue.
Right.
But just an execution issue.
Totally.
Because I think that could have been cuter had maybe it been a little longer.
Or maybe the wig brought in a pop of color or
maybe.
Something.
Maybe. You know what I think would have made it better? If we couldn't really see what was happening underneath. Actually, no. Keep what's happening there at the bottom of the skirt. Mm-hmm. But just like a slicked updo with like a bun. Mm. Like a la Miss Cracker, kind of.
Oh, I like that.
I think that would have been like it.
Pussy.
Right?
Pussy. Next up is Gigi in this like exposed evil jockey suit
Here
thing.
Here for it.
I like it. I feel like I've seen it, but I love it.
Okay.
I you know what? I'm showing my prejudice because like I have a hard time. I'm gonna have a hard time just rooting for the stunning, slim fashion queen.
Yes.
But stunning.
It is stunning. It's like fucking sickening. I love it. I love titties out.
Mm-hmm.
It's like very like she's, dominatrix.
Right.
You know, dominatrix, but also I'm gonna ride the horse after I whip you.
Yeah. She's pinched. She's giving an elevated sort of Max look.
Yeah.
It's giving me Max.
Mm-hmm.
But it's like Violet meets Max meets jockey meets.
I like it.
The Derby.
I'm here for it.
It's good. I'm showing my prejudice because I'm just like, okay, stunning, sickening, seven
foot.
But
then I'm like, is this another mummy exclusive?
This is.
I can't wait to see her sewing skills because, I mean, she can sew. So I'm really excited to see what she can turn out.
Mm-hmm. Now, we have Freddie.
I like it.
Come on. I love this.
I like it.
Nightmare on Hem Street. This is a gag.
I didn't even clock the Band-Aids as the
I didn't either until they said it.
And I was like, how genius. Because Freddie's all burnt up in that house fire, I guess. How did Freddie get burnt up?
Oh, he got, because he was a monster. Well, there's, okay, canon says a few things, but the original canon was he was kind of a child molester.
Oh, no, Freddie.
And then, like, the town wouldn't do anything to kill him.
What? No, why?
Like, he, like, got off on some technicality. So no. The parents of the town, like, trapped him in, like, a basement.
Okay, parents.
And lit the basement on fire, and he, like, basically burnt up in a furnace fire.
Oh, my God. This makes this even more horrific. Imagine Freddy Krueger fucking raping you before he's Freddy Krueger oh and then comes back in your dreams as Freddy Krueger. And you're like, didn't you do enough
yes.
when you were living?
Yes. And that's why, like, some of the movies have, like, strayed a little bit away from that because it's such a dark start.
It's really dark.
It's really dark.
Dang.
So, whew. Freddy Krueger's a bad man, and that's why he's here to slay the house, mom. So
it's the dress is so well done.
Yes, it's amazing.
I love it with the safety pins.
Ooh,
and then the makeup I thought fit that.
Yeah.
So I think the makeup for the first one was truly to go with this one.
Yeah.
Which kind of sucks.
But I just love the take on fall and Halloween is gaggy.
Yes.
Wow. Well, we're going to cover the rest of this mega giant, juicy, beautiful ep right after this break.
Bring me the break.
Yum, 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 yum. I like to eat food, but you know, it's hard. Let's be real. Food is confusing and it happens 3 times a day. You want me to cook 3... I'm offended. I'm aghast. I'm agog. The gall, the gumption, the nerve, the audacity, and the cheek, all of it. I don't like it. But now I'm calm because I use Factor Meals. Factor Meals are available in just 2 minutes. They come right to my door and they have really popular options like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, Vegan, Veggie. You can get any kind of delicious meal delivered to your door. I love them. I've been using them for over a year, way before I started talking about them on the podcast. They help me feel full, satiated. There's no mess. It comes never frozen. It's always fresh. It's my favorite meal solution. I've said it a million times. I come home after a night of hanging or dancing and I eat a Factor meal. Like, to me, that's the ultimate endorsement. These meals are so yummy that I'm able to kick a craving for a much naughtier meal and come home and eat something I know will be good for my body. So head to factormeals.com/dragher50 and use code dragher50 to get 50% off your first month. Plus 20% off your next month. That's a lot of money. That's code DRAGHER50 at factormeals.com. Go get into it. Factormeals.com/DRAGHER50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box while your subscription is active. This episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. Are you seeing some triggering ads on social media? Stuff about summer bodies, stuff about the diet cleanse, stuff about trimming down. Fuck that noise. That stuff is triggering for me, and I assume it's triggering for someone else listening. That's why I use BetterHelp. BetterHelp allows me to get in touch with a licensed professional therapist who can help me recharge, who can help me de-crap my brain. Because those negative images and slogans can really creep in and give me negative body talk. You know what I mean? Any form of negative self-talk that is traumatic for me. And thankfully, I'm using these tools and being honest about them and articulating them in a way that takes the power away from them. If you're thinking about therapy, you should give BetterHelp a try because it's entirely online. It's designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. All you do is fill out a brief questionnaire. You get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can even switch therapists anytime at no additional charge. That's how I found my personal therapist. I found my sweet spot with BetterHelp. So go Visit BetterHelp.com/dragher today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/dragher. Go! Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp.
And we're back.
Wow, we did it. The break is now sitting in the Interior Illusions Lounge waiting for the judge's critique.
Remember in early, before in season two, she didn't have it, a script nailed down yet. Uh-huh. And she was like, now I would like you to get the girls and bring them back to this room, like where it was all over the place.
Yeah, but then they settled it. Honestly, some people will be like, I miss old seasons. And I'm like, same, but... also, I love every season.
Mm-hmm.
I like even bad seasons. I love them.
Me too.
I love seasons.
Every season.
I go back and I watch them when I'm putting my laundry away. This show is
the queer renaissance.
So much fun.
It is so much fun. And this premiere proves that, look, what's old is new is old and new
again. Yes, yes, yes.
Like, it's just like, you can't beat it.
No, it's just, and it brings me such joy.
And I have to say, they did a lot of good things in terms of, like, they stick to the formula that we know we love.
Yes.
If anything, they kind of just gave us more
mm-hmm.
in this premiere. I don't know how they're going to keep up.
I don't know either. We got three looks from these queens.
Mm.
Three and a dance number?
I mean, are they fucking exhausted or what?
They must. I wonder how many days that episode took. Probably two.
Maybe three?
I think they...
Maybe three. It's so much.
But I honestly
filming.
Think they do episodes in 2 days. I think.
Yeah.
I'm not fully sure.
We'll
don't
see.
Quote me on that.
Don't quote me.
Maybe, whatever.
I don't know my shit. But we're back in the workroom. The boys are hot.
Yes. Everyone is disrobing.
Crystal has a One Direction tattoo in Arabic.
Which is so funny because she was like, anyone who wanted to know I had a One Direction tattoo? And I'm like, bitch, you just told us. And then Jackie's like, I feel so naked. And everyone's like, you don't have to put on your clothes.
Everyone was like, you don't have to do anything. Oh my God. Yeah, wait, who's your favorite boy? Who do you want to Kiki and Kai Kai with the most?
I think I really want to Kiki Crystal Method.
Yum.
I'm like horny for Crystal Method.
And I think I'm horny for Jackie.
Also horny for, yeah, Jackie's pretty hot.
And then when she started talking, I mean, partially it's also just like talking about being middle-aged mm-hmm. and gay, and I just want to be like,
and you're like, that make me. It okay. Heidi to me is adorable.
Yeah.
She looks like a cartoon. She does have these like big eyes. I love them. Oh.
Yeah.
I love them all.
Huge eyes always makes for a sickening mm-hmm. drag queen. Yeah. Nikki, they give you a nice tasteful shot of her bulge.
Mm.
Oh.
Yeah, Nikki's hot too. Although Nikki looks so different to me out of drag.
Very different. Yeah.
Like I was like, what?
Me and Betsy were losing our minds because we were like, she looks like a popular alien and we can't put our finger on it. It's not Mars Attacks.
A popular alien. Like,
it's not E.T.
Did you watch this live?
No, actually. Why?
I don't know.
I missed it. I know, but I was like afraid of Instagram. I was like, oh my God, Instagram's going to ruin this.
Drag Race, the official Instagram account, RuPaul's Drag Race on Instagram.com. They did a nice thing where they said spoiler alert before.
That's smart.
And I was like, okay.
Even with this reveal of no one goes home, that's a spoiler.
Well, it was like the lip sync, but I don't think it had the beginning that told you.
Right.
That it wasn't a...
Got it.
Bottom two.
Right.
But I watched it anyway before I watched the episode.
You live for spoilers.
I love to be spoiled.
Did you go into Reddit for this season?
No.
Okay, good.
Wait, will Reddit tell me who's going to win?
No, never mind.
Wait,
never mind.
It?
No. People have told me, like, because people were talking to me, the listeners were talking to me online, and they were like, how are you going to prevent people from cheating in this game we're doing of, like,
uh-huh.
tell us where the queens finish, whoever's the most correct gets to be on the pod. And I was like, I don't know. I'm hoping people aren't assholes. I'm just hoping people aren't crazy. Like, and if you're crazy, like, kudos, you tricked me.
Yeah, you tricked me and Mono.
A fake drag podcast. You tricked us. Good job. So whatever. If that's your bag, baby, you have to live with it. So they have to write a rap for Nicki Minaj.
Which to me, I would go, welp, I'm going to pack my suitcase.
Me too.
I imagine rapping for a living rap legend.
Legend.
Like that's like being like, here's your acting challenge. Meryl Streep is judging.
And you have to be good. You have to cry.
And we're not doing camp. You have to actually act.
Whoever doesn't make Meryl cry is going home this week.
It would be so wild.
So crazy.
And I gotta say, Nikki is one of the best guest judges, I think, in the history of this show.
I agree.
Was great.
She's funny. She's poking fun at herself. She's giving good notes. Yes.
She gave some of the most solid notes and critiques, I think, on the show. And be like, and she was pretty spot on. And I loved, I don't know if they like gave her the lyrics for everybody or she just is that quick that she can pull lyrics from somebody that quick.
Right.
So she was spitting their lyrics back at them. Mm-hmm. And then I love that she wrote a rap. Like, she was game for everything. I was like, man, I fucking love Nicki Minaj.
That's fucking cool
and
that
I've
she wrote.
And I've always loved her, but I was like, bars. I love you.
Because I could also see someone being like, hey, do you want to write bars for us? And I'd be like, no.
But no, I don't want to. You're barely paying
you're
me.
You're not paying me.
No.
You're not paying for but me to like, give you free lyrics.
And then I was like, oh, I think she's an artist who really appreciates artistry and realizes how hard drag is to do.
Yeah.
It was just, I mean, she essentially gets into drag every day.
Absolutely.
You know, she glues a wig down. We got her face was also beat.
Unbelievable.
She was wearing a dress she could not move in.
No.
I was like, how did they get her off the stage? Because there's stairs, but you have to hop over the lights.
Right.
So I was like, did multiple people have to like lift her dress up and help her over?
Probably.
Ugh, I love it.
It was probably a step by step.
I love it.
Chef's kiss.
Truly, I love a queen with just a lot going on.
Me too. Do you think I loved her look so much? I have a hypothetical. Should her wig have been a different color or you
no,
just thought it was just
I
stunning?
Love a monochromatic look.
Yeah.
I thought it was stunning.
Yeah.
I wouldn't have changed anything. I was like, maybe some volume to the hair, but no, I loved it. It was everything.
She's stunning. She's perfect. Baby hair's laid.
Yes.
Laid down.
I wish I had a wigetician to do wigs for me.
You will.
Oh,
can't wait. I can't wait for you to throw your weight around and just be like, I have a wigetician.
The hope.
You will. So they have to rap. They have to write a rap. Britta and Widow are poking fun at each other. Widow and Heidi get elected as choreographers.
Mm-hmm.
And in the rehearsal, there's a lot of drama about that.
Drama. Because Widow kept doing a window washing move.
Mm-hmm.
And Britta didn't like that.
The good old-fashioned window washer.
I'm here for it.
I love it. The sort of the butter churner.
Uh-huh. Churn that butter. Come on.
But I couldn't tell if that was editing being sketchy, too, though.
Oh, yeah, maybe. Because when Widow fucking had her solo, this bitch turned it out. So
Good God.
I think good on you for saying that it might have been editing.
Yeah.
And I think maybe it was editing and Britta already said she's bad at picking up choreography.
Yes.
So she might have just been shady being like, we were just doing this one move.
Yes.
And it's like, you couldn't pick up.
Yes. Yeah, I mean, it is a fact that, like, choreography is going to be hard. And obviously Gigi was like, I cannot do that.
I can't do
that. I will look so dumb trying
that.
And
I love that Heidi very casually was like, Sarah Bag knows how to crump.
Yeah, I know, right? That thing, which is hard. And then Britta's like, I can't twerk. I'm like, Britta, yes, you can.
Anybody can twerk.
Anyone can twerk.
You just got to slam that butt back. I mean, I cannot do it on rhythm.
I can do it poorly, but I can try it.
Yeah, everyone
do you know what
can
I mean?
Do it, yeah.
Everyone can do it. So great. Then pretty soonly after they're getting ready, Nikki comes to the runway as RuPaul.
Yes.
Did you think this was pretty cute?
I thought it was so adorable.
It was pretty cute. It was like dorky, but it was like, oh, we're here for it.
But it was like camp. And I think it was just like truly like just a nice dip into how playful Nikki is.
Yeah.
I was like, I love this.
Yeah.
Because she's like, she spits, you know, bar like her verse on Monster is so fucking sick. A lot of her fucking verses are so good. And you're like, ooh, she a fucking gangsta bitch. But then you're like, no, she also like, she has fun.
She was perfect.
I'm a Nicki Minaj stan now.
I fucking love her. I fucking love her.
I used to love her, but like I want to be inside her. I'm kidding. That
Think
would be
about,
wild.
That would, I mean, she's, I wouldn't, well, first of all, I could never please her in any way. Like,
no, she would be so mad at me all the time.
I just know, I mean, I could not, my dick game is not good enough for her.
None of my game is good enough.
No.
My clit game.
No.
Fingy game.
She would break my dick off. Like, she would like pop my dick off with her kegels. Because she is a strong, beautiful woman.
Yes.
And I couldn't please her.
Stunning.
God, she's probably had some really good dick.
Probably.
I think I'm jealous.
And probably trash dick, too.
You mean like a big dick that's hideous? Just like a bad...
Like a dick that like looks like it's going to be great. You're like, ooh, he gonna blow my back out.
Mm-hmm.
And then you're like, okay, well, you're doing something.
Right. You're saying like he can't move his giant dick.
Yeah.
Man.
Just a log up in you.
Just a log.
You're on the log flume
just
ride.
Just the world's flume? Biggest dead snake inside your body.
Log flume?
Log flume?
Is that a ride?
Yeah, that's a ride.
Where?
It's kind of like an old school trope of like theme parks.
Like you get in a log and you go down a waterfall?
Like Splash Mountain is probably the most popular log flume.
Okay.
But like I feel like there was even more old timey ones where it was like probably made out of a damn log.
I haven't been to an amusement park in a really long time and I need to go.
Let's go. I want to go.
When there's nobody there.
Yes, let's go.
So when do we know when nobody is there?
Probably right now.
Really?
Probably. Probably because the world is scary.
Oh, yeah, because of coronavirus. Let's go.
Coronavirus. Let's go.
Honestly, I would go. I'm not scared about getting coronavirus. I'm not going to get it. Are you fucking kidding me?
I love you. You're so brave. I've had all the anxious, crazy, panicky feelings.
You're not going to get it.
Okay,
I'm not going to get it.
Work.
That's, I don't know, just put it out into the universe.
Yeah. Also, we have to say, this is also to lessen people's anxiety. Less than 2% of people who are getting it are dying.
And
which we should remind you means still be smart.
Yes.
But you're not going to die.
I think more people died from SARS.
Yes, they did.
Also, at the airport, everybody was washing their hands like they wanted their skin to come off.
I know.
It was really funny.
It's
and I was like, none of y'all have ever washed your hands before. And you just saw that video.
Yes.
And you were like, oh, we all have to do all of this?
Yes.
Oh, man. I couldn't handle it.
It's a wacky fucking world. So Rue comes out in her tiny dress and her wig.
Oh, my God. This wig is everything. I love a little
It's very
high
charo.
Pony. It's so charo.
That's what I was surprised
by.
Yeah, I love how playful and crazy it is. I did not think I would see the day where Rue would wear a straight up charo wig.
Correct. Also, I love the dress.
I love it, too.
I love Rue in a short dress because I love her fucking legs.
Me, too.
They are stilts and they are stunning.
Stunning.
Michelle looks stunning. That makeup is fucking beat.
Gorgeous.
Carson's. Carson looks great.
Carson's great. We're getting everything we need from this. And we're about to see them do this amazing number.
Yes.
I was impressed by I'm That Bitch in general. You're
I
saying
was
some
impressed
stuff was messy.
With the lyrics,
uh-huh.
The looks, I was not impressed with the amount of marching.
Just like, not an impressive move?
Just like marching in place and like dipping in. I was like, where's the choreography? Where are the steps?
Mm-hmm.
You know when like Todrick will choreograph and
that's
we get
right.
like a whole bunch of shit.
Yeah, he'll give you shit.
I was like, we didn't get no shit.
He won't pay you, but he'll give you steps.
Uh-oh. What?
Huh?
He don't pay?
Oh, yeah, there was a whole drama on the online.
Oh, wow. Who don't he pay? His dancers?
Apparently nobody.
Oh, no. That's wild.
Yeah, it was a big old drama. It was a big old drama. But he'll come back.
Imagine not paying
He'll
people.
Start giving people money now. Because he has to. So I'm That Bitch. Let's talk about their looks and their performances in general. Nikki's wearing this sort of like pink mosaic bathing suit.
Yeah, like everyone looks really great. I will say Heidi does look out of place.
Yes.
Like everyone seemed to be like, girl, Heidi and Britta are out of place.
I mean, but Heidi fucking smokes the stage
she
here in
really
a second.
She really
does. You're saying in the big stage choreography.
Well, in the looks. Like
oh,
all
yeah,
the looks
look.
Kind of go together.
You're right.
So we have Crystal,
the
Jackie,
look is pageant.
Widow.
Basic pageant. Store.
Very basic pageant. And it's not even like, I would have been fine with it if it was a fluorescent pink.
Right.
But it's like kind of a dusty pink.
Right.
So I'm like, what? It's like very marching bandy.
Right.
Not girl groupy.
I didn't like Crystal's look that much either.
See, I liked it.
Really?
I think I might be a Crystal apologist.
That's okay. I love her,
mm-hmm.
but I thought this look could have used something like, as stupid as it is, I wanted like a chunk of black in the middle.
Oh, okay. I can see that.
Something to break up because it was just these big blocks of color.
Mm-hmm. I think I really liked her hip padding.
Yeah.
Also, Gigi, what a fun performer.
She's a really fun performer.
Did not see that one coming.
No. But the sort of she does was pretty gaggy, but the camera's being extra kind to her.
You are correct. She's probably the favorite of the season.
Right.
That little head thing she does, who does that remind me of?
Which head thing? That Gigi does?
Yeah, when she shakes her head. What is her
Dusty
name?
Dusty Ray Bottoms?
Yes, Dusty Ray Bottoms, who did Starships.
Yes, because Dusty Ray Bottoms did Pound the Alarm.
Oh, Pound the Alarm, yes.
And I was getting a similar vibe from her.
I love how we started this episode by being like, I don't want to compare queens.
It's all we're doing.
It's fun. There's just so many queens in the canon.
Heidi smoking the stage out.
Heidi do this all day fucking long.
Especially with her allergic reaction.
Yes. But do you see what I mean? Watching that outfit next to all the other outfits.
Yes. The other outfits are very unique and
and bright and fluorescent.
Yes. Jackie's outfit, I would say, is not the best, but I like her.
See, I like it for a girl group challenge. To me, this is girl group.
Yeah, she is giving Princess Jasmine came to the 90s.
Yes.
Yeah. I love them all. They're killing it. Britta also's look is delicious.
Britta's energy is
great.
Delicious. I agree with you on the energy, but I will say her look is like a Diana Ross girl group look, like the Divas of VH1 look, and not like fun youthful girl group.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
Right?
Yeah. I get that. Yeah, they're.
But she looks great.
She looks great. They're on different pages for sure.
Yes.
Widow Von Du. I mean, my God.
It's wild.
The
what
look
she can do
is great too.
I do like this look.
I like the lollipop shoulders.
I like this one.
Yeah.
Her runway,
not
for
so
me,
much.
Is another story.
Okay.
Did not like
the
that.
Fifth look of the episode, but not.
Oh, wait. Did they do five looks?
They do five looks.
I said three earlier.
Looks.
Yeah, five.
Jesus Christ. Like,
yeah,
I can imagine
how many suitcases did they bring?
They have more.
This, like, back bend, back up.
Unreal.
Like, slam into a split.
Unreal. And the moist little pussycat works for me.
Yes. Ooh, I do like this pussycat wig.
Yeah.
It's cute.
And it works. Like, if you're going to move this much, she's like, girl, I need something.
Yes.
If I'm going to go upside down and slide into
heels.
A split.
I mean.
My good God. This was amazing. And then we get to the sparkle runway.
Yeah.
Which is great. Of course, we
I
have
love
first
sparkle.
Up.
I love glitter.
I love gold.
All that glitters is gold.
Your
What's
favorite.
That from? That's Smash Mouth.
What?
All that glitters is gold. That then Cardi B put in her song.
Oh my God.
I wonder if she had to pay Smash Mouth.
No way. Because I think it's just an old turn of phrase.
I hope Cardi B had to pay Smash Mouth for that. That would just be funny. Do you like Cardi B?
Just for
like,
those three words.
I got to pay Smash Mouth.
To say. All that glitters is gold.
All that glitters is gold.
Oh, shit. I got to pay Smash Mouth. I don't think she had to pay them.
You're right. That's not how things work.
I'm just really coming for your gig.
You really are. Okay.
I really am. I'm sick of your shit. I'm kidding. I love you.
I love you.
Okay. What do you think about Britta's look?
I like Britta's look.
It's sort of a head wrap.
To me, it's like the same. We're cinched at the waist. We're out at the hips.
Yeah.
But I like the head wrap. I like the hair. I like the makeup. I think it all really ties together nicely.
I agree. Crystal Method, giving you the devil from the Powder Puff Girls.
I like it.
I do too.
I think it's cute. She's had that red face on all day.
Yeah, she sure has.
She said, I'll never turn another color.
Bringing back horns, which we thought we would never want to see again, but they work here.
I think it works. I'm here for it. I really like it.
The white ruffle... collar. I'm sorry. Keep going.
You don't like the white
I love the white ruffle collar, and it has little gems on it, which to me is next level.
Oh, I didn't clock the gems.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sorry I interrupted you. I'm so overly excited
Mono,
for all this gaggery.
Let it happen all the time. I don't mind.
Okay. I love you. Then Miss Gigi Good.
Gigi Good back with a helmet. honestly, this look is stunning.
Yeah.
In a way where I was like, I don't really want to see this on RuPaul's Drag Race.
Interesting.
I would love to see this on a runway.
Yeah.
And to me, it's not fun. Like,
right.
If I saw a queen wearing that, doing a number.
Right.
Or, like, in a perform, like, not even doing a number. Like, maybe I'm at, like, a show at a theater where they're performing. I'd be like, oh, okay, that's it's fashionable.
Yeah.
But, like, was it fun for me to look at?
Yeah.
Not really.
Yeah.
It's just like kind of gaggy and I don't know. It
photographs well.
Yes.
It's a gag.
I think I want it more.
Right.
Hear me out.
Hear ya.
Maybe instead of just a latex shirt, it was a latex shirt with a mask.
Interesting. Yeah.
Or like something.
Something. I hear you. It's a gag.
There's this person on Instagram that I'm obsessed with. I think it's Pissy Pussy. and he does a lot of like full length onesies with a hood.
Right.
With like a face mask. And I'm like, I don't know. It's fucking interesting. I just wanted that to be more interesting than pretty.
Yeah.
It's pretty. Yeah,
it's pretty.
I would wear it.
It's provocative.
Yes, but like I feel like I could wear that like on a carpet or something and people would be like, yeah, stunning. But like, is it, for me, it's not theatrical enough and I like my drag theatrical.
Yeah, it's going in 8 different directions. She's a stunning person.
It's very cute.
I mean, look, I could never put together anything this sickening.
No.
But I know, I'm with you where I was like, I don't know if I thought she was the top two.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if I thought that was top two, but whatever.
I do like a sequin, or not a sequin, a glittered suit.
Yes.
But also, Heidi? I'm like, did it get everywhere? Oh, Heidi.
Yes, Heidi.
From the neck down, I'm here for it.
Me too.
Even though the dress is not fitted completely to her body, the back is a little loose.
Mm-hmm.
But I get it. The dress is heavy.
Mm-hmm.
The wig is cheap.
The hairline is like a fence in the boondocks. It's like all runchy, munchy. Picket fences. Uh-huh.
And then her makeup is just, it looks old.
Yeah. Yeah. Like, and I think she'll improve it.
I really hope so. Because she truly looks like she's on like a walk of shame. Like that's last night's makeup.
Yeah. It looked like it made her look more mannish where it was like the eyebrows were dark like the face was dark in
she's
a way
a
that was
ashy.
Like,
I was like this is concerning.
Yeah, it wasn't good.
But I do like the dress. I do think is beautiful.
Can you believe when Nikki was like, well, Nikki of course correctly said, I hate your face and hair. She could have been softer with it, but she was right.
Yeah, I didn't mind that Nikki wasn't soft about it. Mm-hmm. Because like she needed to know that, like, it wasn't okay.
Yeah, it wasn't like, oh, you can improve it. It was like, this
is bad. It was like,
bad.
Your head should be chopped off and replaced with a new person's head. But that being said, Heidi is my favorite queen on the show.
And I don't know if you saw Untucked.
Oh, fuck, I didn't watch Untucked.
It's okay. The only thing you need to know is that Nicki Minaj comes back.
Oh, boy.
And Heidi says, why did you say you hate my face? And Nicki Minaj very politely says, I think you're amazing.
Mm-hmm.
And here's some things you could do to improve it. You need to pick richer colors. You need to blend these edges. And you need to elevate like what you're giving. And like a very direct, gentle way. And it's very awesome.
Nicki Minaj is my god.
Yeah.
I now say, dear Nicki Minaj, thank you for all these blessings you have bestowed upon me. Can I have a bunch of stuff for tomorrow? When I pray, I'm so awful because, like, I grew up in a church, so, like, I still sometimes pray. Inside of a church. I go to the church. But I'm always like, okay, God, can I just please have this? Can my period stop so I can fuck tomorrow? Woo-hoo. And then, like, it'll stop and I'm like, oh, thanks, God. And then sometimes I'll, like, remember that the last time I prayed was to ask for something. So then I go, hey, God, okay. So, like, I know usually, like, when I talk to you, I want something.
Yeah.
This is not different. But, like.
This is the exact same.
I'm just acknowledging that, like, we both know what's going on.
We both know. I think if God is omnipresent and all-powerful and around everywhere, he should be able to pick up the way new people communicate.
Yes.
I refuse to believe, if God is real, I refuse to believe that he, like, only speaks the way people talk in the year 0. If he's smart, he's smart.
Well, I mean, I just never give thanks, and that's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah, I should, I try to give thanks, but I'm also not a good prayer, or I try to thank the universe for all the cool things I'm having, but I'm not always talking to God.
Me either, unless I want something.
Yeah, like, unless I need something and I'm like,
today.
Hook it up. I'm brown and gay. I need your help.
I just need my period to stop today.
I can't imagine how hard that math is.
Oh my God, it sucks. Ugh. And then like trying to like space out dates and you're like, ugh.
No. Jackie.
Jackie is beautiful.
She sure is. Although, she's continuing the 60 storyline.
She really is.
When they zoom in on her mug, that's fucked up.
Yeah.
That was evil.
And I mean, I honestly didn't clock her beard until Michelle clocked it.
Mm-hmm.
I will say her whole like Valley of the Dolls thing, very cute, but like she didn't change after she took the doll.
Yeah.
Like, were you taking uppers or downers or just like like a Klonopin?
Easy joke. Easy joke to go to like a beep, boop, pop, boop,
yeah,
beep.
Be like, oh, I'm tweaking out. Or I'm like, oh, I ain't gotta go to sleep.
When Cameron Michaels is old and she takes her meds on the runway, she gives a little pep in her step.
You know?
I'm ready to see some new looks. I like her 60s thing, but I'm ready to see some new looks.
Same. I wonder, oh my God, what if she's a genius and each episode is
a decade?
Era. Yeah.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. If she
that
does
that.
Okay.
Gag-a-root.
Little drag queens, if you're listening, mm-hmm. Someone do it.
Yeah. Someone do it.
If Jackie doesn't do it this season,
I don't have the resources for it.
Someone do it.
Someone else do it. Next we have Miss Nikki. What do you think about her hovering the mask over her face? Like, I like this look.
I didn't think it was necessary, but also I do think it's necessary. I think she was right to have a mask.
Uh-huh.
I think it needed a mask, and I think she should have figured out how to get it to
get it
on
her
face.
On her face.
Mm-hmm.
She wanted the bangs to pop. She wanted, so she was just like, I'm going to hover it over my face.
Yeah, but like when she's leaving and she like puts it over her face and you mm-hmm. see the top to bottom look, you're like, oh, yeah.
That is interesting.
You needed the mask.
Yes. Yes.
And then maybe she was like, I don't want to cover my face because I paint it so well.
Yeah.
But I'm like, we've already seen your beautiful face.
Right.
Let's do the mask. The mask completes the look. It's a costume.
Yes. And also, if you have sprayed the shit out of your face, which undoubtedly mm-hmm. they have hairsprayed and set their face, mm-hmm. you'll be fine.
Yeah.
Easier said than done, but come on.
But I will say, the feathers were beautiful.
Unbelievable. They look so...
My
they
God.
Look, are they all metallic?
I
they
think
look,
so.
They
they're
look
very cool.
They're weighty in a way that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
The high corset panty
yes,
is
she's
fierce.
Cinched.
It's good.
Yeah, I.
And then the Robin wig.
Yeah.
Widow, bitch.
I don't love it.
I love how thick she is.
I love how thick she is too. I love that she plays with her shape. I just, maybe it's the colors, mm-hmm. the wig.
Well, mermaid sequins are a little old at this point.
Yes.
We've done it. We've seen it. Are you not here for the
Teletubby
teleport us to Mars ruffles?
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Something's off for me with it.
Yeah.
Maybe it's like I want, actually I don't even know what I would do.
Uh-huh.
I think I just don't like the dress.
Yeah.
And maybe I didn't like the hair with the dress. I don't, something was just off for me.
It's fair. I love the wig. I think I'm just impressed by her. I think it's
yes.
fair to say that I'm impressed by her. I'm impressed by how I've never seen thicker, juicier hips on the runway, which makes
Correct.
Me happy.
And she's a bigger girl who does fashion.
Yeah.
She takes risks.
Yeah.
Which I thoroughly appreciate.
Yeah.
And I love that, like, I didn't like the look, but I can't put my finger on what I didn't like. You know,
right.
like other big girls, I've been like, it didn't fucking fit you. Or like, it was fucking boring. Or this was from Lane Bryant.
Yeah.
You know? But this, like, I truly was like, these are costumes. These are sickening. And I love that I can, like, pick apart things on her
mm-hmm.
as opposed to just being like, oh, she's just a fat girl and doesn't look good.
Mm-hmm.
It's like she pulled a skirt up and put a belt on it. And now it's a dress.
Those ruffles are hard to give sickening structure to.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's part of it. You're kind of like, you see like every edge kind of fold over mm-hmm. with some of those types of ruffles.
But maybe it was like silver. Maybe I would have liked it in a different color.
Maybe.
Yeah, maybe the dress for me with the pink hair. Maybe I want it monochromatic, like a pink dress with the pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe like silver and pink hair.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. There's something off. Oh, I know what it is.
Oh.
I wanted the hair bigger. I wanted the hair
Got
to be
it.
As big as the dress.
Yeah.
That's what I wanted.
That would have been sick.
I think that would have proportionized her better.
Proportionizing is very in.
Proportionized.
Proportionizing. Anyway, what? Proportionizing.
Proportionizing.
I'm sorry, judges, I just have to say, I have another story of trauma I want to share. Hi, it's me, Eureka. I just want to say stages scare me. Because when I was seven, my sister pushed me.
Is that the story? I don't even remember it.
No, I'm just roasting Eureka.
Roasting Eureka.
That's pretty much the long and short of it. We have some deliberation.
Yes.
We hear some chicken noises.
Yes.
And then we get a real gag when we realize this is not just a lip sync for your life.
No, this is a lip sync for a tip. A cash tip, honey. Of $5,000.
And Widow's bringing brand new moves that are now canon to a lip sync.
Honestly, if she has to lip sync again, I'm like, what the fuck are you going to do?
That's true. She gave a lot at the beginning of that lip sync.
She slid into a split where the stage stopped her.
She did the slidey split. She did the sperm hands. She made herself a wiggling little sperm by putting her arms behind her.
She sure did.
And the foot touch. Uh-huh. Don't forget the foot touch.
The foot. Oh, yeah. She bent that foot down.
Oh, my God.
I mean, yeah. Like, what is left for her to climb into the ceiling and drop down?
That would be good. Obviously, that's canon. By the way, we need to watch. I just got the Blu-ray of Paris is Burning, and it has like 70 minutes of unseen footage.
Let's do it.
Let's go watch it. Before we say ta-ta, we're going to read some of the amazing puns you submitted.
I love how you didn't even talk about Gigi's lip sync.
Oh, I'm such a bitch. I actually think she made some smart choices. She made some great choices. She was funny.
She was very funny, but truly was no match for Widow.
It wasn't fair.
It was so not fair. It was like watching Bigfoot stomp out a Smurf.
True. Like, it wasn't fair. It was like a...
Widow is a beast, and I mean that in like the best way. Like... She is a performer, man.
It was a tsunami wave next to a bottle of Dasani.
Yes.
It wasn't
Gigi,
fair.
She got lost in the sauce. She got washed away.
Loosed. Yeah. It wasn't fair.
I'm really excited for fucking next week.
And we have, I just want everyone to know, we have documented your entries. Thank you for submitting them.
Mm-hmm.
On the Apple Podcast /iTunes, we have recorded them. Thank you for submitting your rankings there.
Thank you.
We have locked in all these lovely rankings from S10KM4. This Shantae Will Stay. K80AB. Haywood Jablumi. Very funny.
Wait, what?
Haywood Jablomi.
Ah!
Crunchy Queens.
Better than Heidi in the Closet.
Right?
Heidi in Closet doesn't flow.
No, it doesn't.
Because you want to say Heidi in the Closet.
No.
Heidi in Closet.
Heidi in Closet. Or...
Heidi in Closet.
Donatella, my secret. Donatella, my secret. Crunchy Queens Unite. Jake Kern. Lawrence Stevenson. Noah. Ryan Anthony 28. Aya the Tiger. Very funny.
Ooh.
We have locked in your rankings, and we will consider taking some more. We'll consider it, but they will be given a special privilege and an extra point for submitting their scores before the first episode aired.
Mano, you make things so hard. Extra points.
Am I so mean and crazy?
I love it.
I live. I just want to read some of these great, you also submitted some great puns. Submit them on our iTunes and we'll say them out loud. Here's one, a season 12 entrance from Hi5837. You can call me the 12 course meal because I'll be on everyone's lips and everyone's hips.
That's great.
Great. Brace yourself for season 12. Hope you brought your digging gear because we're about to delve into season 12. Thank you, Rude Boyne Boston.
Stupid. I loved it.
That was gaggy. Shut up, fives. A 12 is speaking. A season 12. From Lasagna Florentina. Oh, 12, no, she better don't. From Lil Mir here. Very gaggy. Thank you. I think those are the main ones.
Oh boy.
If there's any others,
let's get some shovels and dig. We'll delve into season 12. That one really got me. That was funny.
gaggy ones. If you submitted them on Instagram, resubmit them to me. It's been a couple weeks. I will read them on the pod.
What a treat.
Rate and review us because yes, they please. Help keep the pod alive
it
and well.
It keeps thriving.
Oh my God. What do you want to promote before we say ta-ta, Nicole?
Okay. I got some stuff. Mm-hmm. So, Nailed It on Netflix.
Yes.
The holiday episodes are the recent ones. But there's three seasons of other episodes, two of the holiday streams on Netflix. My special's on Netflix. It's in Comedians of the World. It's the third episode. It's called Aggressively Adorable. I have other podcasts.
Yes, you do.
Why Won't You Date Me? I have...
Newcomers.
Best Friends with Sasheer Zamata. Mm-hmm. Newcomers with Lauren Lapkus, where we're watching Star Wars for the first time. And spoiler... some are good.
I've been listening and I love hearing you like enjoying some moments and your love for Jar Jar. Oh my God.
Mono, I got into an argument with someone last night over Star Wars.
Yes.
And I was like, who is she?
I think what people are failing to realize is that for you, the world is drag.
Yes.
Which is why for you, Jar Jar Binks is a commentary on how life is a farce.
Yes.
Which is why you love it, but not everyone gets that's why you love it.
I love Jar Jar's, he's comedic relief. He's, like, funny. He, like, falls off things. I'm here for him.
But he also says, Misa people gonna die. And you're still laughing. Oh, my God. Well, you can find me at Mono Agapian. Listen to We Love Trash on Patreon. Thank you for supporting Drag Her. Follow us on Instagram at Drag Her Podcast.
Ooh.
And on Twitter.
My Instagram.
Follow your Instagram.
At Nicole Byer. And on Twitter at Nicole Byer.
Truly, this is the Super Bowl for us. This is the best time of year.
Wait, I have a book coming out.
That too.
Okay, so my book has been delayed for undisclosed reasons. It now comes out in June. You can pre-order it. It's the link in my bio. It's called hashtag very fat, very brave. The Fat Girl's Guide to Being Brave and Not a Melancholy Down in the Dumps Weeping Fat Girl in a Bikini, and it's a self-help guide.
Amazing. Till next week.
Bye.
Stay gaggy.
Stay gaggy.
Still about to throw some shade, Kiki with the gaze. It's time to drag her. Time to drag her.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.